Baruch, what's happening at Nussbaum's this week?
So it's the last specials of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You've been saying that every week for like the last 3 weeks.
So I've been saying that it's the last 3 weeks, it's the last 2 weeks, and now we're...
This is it. This is the last week of the year. That's what you say.
So we've got some cool deals going on. We've got, for raw deals, we've got beef olives. They were 210 rand a kilo. They're now 169 a kilo. We've got chicken stir fry, which was 235 a kilo and is now 219 per kilo. And then for cooked foods, we've got a ready-made lamb stew that was 189 and is now 175.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
We've got mortadella cold meat for cold meat sandwiches for driving down to your holiday destinations.
Ah, yes, we need to pick up some of those.
Beaches. So mortadella was 150 a kilo, is now 129 a kilo.
Who's this mortadella?
Mortadella is a cold meat. It's an Italian cold meat blend.
Isn't it pork?
Originally, most cold meats are pork, yeah, for sure. Salami is full of pork.
And yours, not so much.
Ours,
just checking, because we have
it's always about standing people.
Up
yeah.
until now, our products are Mahajan Mina Mahajan.
Right. Okay, so that's awesome.
So there are the deals, guys.
So are you, and the cold meat, just because that's what I want to focus on for 1 minute, I hope my wife is listening. How do you, I mean, is it already pre-packed or you slice
it? So it's pre-packed or sliced. So some people like to come in and have it sliced and cut to their specs.
Right.
Mostly it's in a pre-pack in a vacuum bag. And just a tip for our customers, when you are at the coast or wherever you are for your holidays and you do have Nussbaum's vacuum bagged or vacuum packed cold meats, it does tend to stick together. And the reason why it sticks together is because there's no oxygen. So the minute you take oxygen out, you give shelf life to the product. If you let it air for 5 to 10 minutes out of the fridge, you won't find yourself getting frustrated pulling little bits of cold meat apart.
How many hysterical WhatsApp /SMSs do you receive from Musenberg Beach?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. And it's a pandemic because you know how it is when you're running to the beach and it's like it's always hurry up and wait, and then everyone's ready and everyone's going, and then
someone
stuck cold meat. It's like the worst thing in the world.
And worse, I guess, is if you're making it on the beach.
Yeah, correct.
On the beach.
Correct.
So tell us how to make the perfect beach sandwich.
What a great question. Yes.
Okay. It goes like this. My favorite is a honeycomb roll.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bagel. I find that a bagel is difficult to eat on the beach because half your ingredients fall out of it.
Okay.
So bagel's nice when you're sitting down in a restaurant or at your kitchen table, but for the beach, a honeycomb, because it really keeps everything inside.
Right.
So I like to make a mustard mayo sauce. So you take a spoon of mustard, a spoon of mayo, your choice, mix it up together, put it on the top and put it at the bottom. Then you're going to take lettuce. I would say butter lettuce is nicer than iceberg lettuce. So the bottom is going to be a whole bunch of butter lettuce for crunch and also for some health. And then you're going to stack your meat. So you're going to roll your meat into I don't know how to explain it, like roly-polies. So that your meat has got like this bulkness to it. So when you're biting in, you get like two or three slices.
It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
Per meat.
But it's worth it.
And then what I think is very cool is onions, great texture, and also balances the mustard and mayo. And then, of course, pickled cucumbers. So I like to cut the pickled cucumbers into small little dices. So it is a schlep. I'm giving you a schlep sandwich, but it makes sense when you're on the beach.
No. But this is a very big show-off sandwich.
This is a show-off
sandwich. Because I've noticed our crowd... very competitive when it comes to beach sandwiches and who makes the best beach sandwiches. So I want to up my game this year.
So cut your cucumbers very small, your pickled cucumbers, and that way you won't bite and pull out.
And then
the whole
roll
cucumber.
Your meat.
Your cold meat gets rolled, so
gets
every
rolled.
Time you bite,
I
you
love
get two
that
or three
idea.
Bites.
You make a mixture of mustard and mayo
together.
All right,
you didn't add tomato.
So I'm not
you
a
didn't.
Tomato
I'm also
guy,
not,
and I'm
actually.
Pr-
on these sandwiches on the beach, it just never ends well.
I'm not a tomato guy. So the only time I have tomato is if it's been grilled or cooked or it's in a sauce. So I don't do tomato.
So I like those cherry tomatoes, but, you know.
But listen,
that's in a salad.
They pop out of the sandwich.
Yeah, you can hurt somebody. I've blinded a few people at some point.
You know what it's like trying to rub tomato out of your glasses with beach sand and 50 layers of suntan
lotion. Right, sunblock.
So where exactly do you put the sand and the suntan lotion into the sandwich?
I have friends and family that will go to Woolworths and buy those like really expensive relishes. You know, you get that onion one and that ginger, pepper dew and all that. And they sit at the beach and they're like $60 a pop. So they open up five of them And you actually watch it from a distance as the little 3 or 4 year old kid lands and says, "Mommy, I need a tissue." You see all the sand going into all this expensive relish. So my advice would be, if you want to use that stuff, it's they're great products, do it in the flat before you go to the beach. Don't make sandwiches at the beach unless there's no kids around and it's 5 o'clock in the evening and there's time and patience.
Oh, please. Yes.
What sort of meat do you roll into little hair curlers?
So mortadella would be a great one. Rare roast beef is great. Our Italian salami is fantastic. And, of course, brisket and pastrami, those are the top ones.
You know something? Mm-hmm. I feel like you can't go on holiday without a chef. You need to take a professional. Where can we find a chef to go with you to Plett?
So, in fact, we've a couple of years we had when we were – a lot of us in the house, in a house in Cape Town, we did hire a chef. And it was the most incredible thing because you spend a lot less, strangely enough, on shopping because we were never allowed near the shops. He did all his own shopping. And it actually worked out to be the most incredible thing. And what was lovely about it was meals just became this time that everybody was excited to spend together and see what he was making. It was really... and, of course, he was horrified by the whole kosher thing. But
I feel like a holiday in Plett requires two things.
Yes.
A chef and a personal trainer to go with you. And maybe a masseuse.
A personal trainer? Are you mad?
No. Yoga on the lawns in front of the ocean.
So my wife has just gotten very into yoga, just like the last 2.5 years. And she's very into it. And we're going away and she's concerned that she's not going to get a yoga. So she's been YouTubing, and every day she's been practicing. So besides for going to yoga once a day, she's also doing these practicing things so she can work out while she's in Umhlanga, which yoga YouTube videos are good to watch. So I hear the yoga part.
For lunch on the beach, you may be having downward hot dog.
And science says it seems like vegetarians have also been duped for years by Kellogg's. I don't even know what that's referring to.
Look, if you are taking cornflakes and putting it in your sandwiches, I'm not surprised.
What does it even mean? Please give us some more context here.
I know that our KFC schnitzel is fried with cornflakes, but that's marketed as a chicken breast.
Right, so there's no – you're not duping any vegetarians.
No.
No vegetarian – I mean, no one walking into Nussbaum's butchery is doing so for vegetarian purposes.
Correct.
It's not
– but surely you have vegetarian things?
No, we do. Listen, I have a friend that's a vegan.
There we go. He's got a friend. He's got a vegan.
I also have one vegan friend.
Oh, really?
You're not allowed more.
Friends are vegans.
You're just restricted to one. I'm my token vegan friend. Came with me to cage farting on Saturday night.
Do vegans do that?
Apparently so.
Oh, so
they're
it's
angry.
They are not
angry. Because they don't eat protein.
So, yeah, they do get angry.
So the cage farting, it was the last EFC tournament of the year.
Yes.
EFC 76, Pretoria. There's this whole casino complex, Times Square, Pretoria.
It's actually
amazing. But there must have been about 6,000 people in the arena as people, of course, club each other because although I'm actually politically correct, deep down inside I'm just a thug.
I'm not sure where on which planet you think that you're politically correct. So we just have to
There goes my self-delusion.
Right.
But you know, it was going so well until the last fight, one of the world championships, when two women got into the octagon and just clapped each other to bits. And there's something deeply offensive in that.
Sexy or just... No, never mind. Right, it is 8:50. It's the Morning Mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM, Baruch Luri.
Hope you
have a fantastic, safe and restorative holiday. When you're going?
We're going on Sunday, please God.
Yes. And where can people find you if they have a problem with that meat that sticks together?
So if you
say you're going to be in Umhlanga. Whereabout?
My wife has found somewhere north of Umhlanga.
Your coordinates.
I'll give you my cell phone number and you can call me with pleasure.
Will you be making those rolled sandwiches? Sandwiches, selling them on the beach.
I think he was to not see another kosher person until the mid-January. If I was in Baruch's position, that would be my approach. Baruch, have a fantastic one.
Thank you. And to our customers and listeners, thank you.